Showdown in Bermuda is looming near, with all eyes on how a refreshed Oracle will stack up against confident and dominant Team New Zealand. While America's Cup coverage here is consistently topping our website hits, international media starting to cotton on to the interest. Team New Zealand's super athletes are the focus, especially the leg power, which is replacing the traditional arm-powered grinding system. This is for hydraulics and all that sort of stuff. Bernie Wilson is usually the Associated Press's sports writer in San Diego. He's been seconded to Bermuda to cover the racing. And Bernie, evening to you.
How you doing, mate?
Bernie, what interest is there in the Kiwis pedler system that powers the hydraulics?
Well, first of all, it's very visual. I mean, you know, in the old days, which was not that long ago, you'd see the, you know, the beefy grinders turning the winches at the coffee grinder pedestals. I mean, that captivated Americans even going back to the 12-meter era. But then all of a sudden you see four blokes with their heads down pedaling like they're, you know, climbing a mountain in the Tour de France. You know, that causes people to say, what the heck's going on? In fact, you know, the races over the weekend were on a national network in the U.S., and so that caused a lot of people to take notice. You know, it's something different, and, you know, we give the crafty Kiwis credit for all these innovations they've had over the years. And, you know, the Kiwis themselves say it's just a small part of their design package, but it's an innovative one. And it's very visual, and as Simon Van Velt even told me, you know, it's a no-brainer that if you know that you get more power out of your leg muscles than your arm muscles, then give it a shot.
Do you believe, is the feeling over there, that the system is a key advantage for Team New Zealand?
It's one of the key advantages. I mean, the system, the foils, Team New Zealand clearly, you know, has struck something on the design of its foils, especially that very jagged ones, the light air foils. I mean, they're just almost, you know, light years faster than Oracle. The way Glenn Ashby trims the wing sail with his, you know, little Xbox controller. The windage, you notice, if you get a chance, notice that the Kiwi guys are low in their hull. The Oracle guys are sitting up, you know, like they're having sitting at a patio table having a barbecue. You know, it's just your Kiwi designers just have struck an overall package where, you know, the cycling might be 10%, but it's an important 10%, and obviously everything else just falls into line into a, you know, what so far has been an incredibly sound package that has given Team New Zealand a big speed advantage.
And what about
maneuvers?
What about Oracle?
Curling has just nailed some of those maneuvers.
Bernie, what about Oracle? Are they going to change? Can they change much on their boat?
No, they can only make minor changes because, you know, it's a big difference in boats between 2013 and now on what they can change. And they only have 5 days. Jimmy Spittle made it sound like, you know, they could do a lot, but, you know, he's a good guy. But, you know, to make a foil, it takes 3 months. So they can't. And they've already made their four foils. So they need to, I guess what they can do is they can do certain small things to the boat, but they have to sail it better. That's probably where any kind of advances are going to have to come from, is they got to do a much better job with their tactics and with their handling the boat. Some of their maneuvers have been sloppy, but Peter Burling has just absolutely nailed most of his maneuvers.
Light winds are forecast for the next round of racing. How good is that for Team New Zealand? Will that play in their favor?
Absolutely. I mean, over the weekend, you know, they won four races. They only have a 3-0 lead because of that stupid bonus point. But that was in light to medium winds, and they have a clear advantage in light to medium, and it could be deadly light over the weekend, according to some forecasts. Of course, we won't know until Saturday afternoon, but if it is light again, you know, the Kiwi boys might be hoisting the cup by 3 o'clock Bermuda time Sunday afternoon.
Thank you. That is Metham Fett.